Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. And for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an x-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people find their confidence in business. So I am super excited to introduce Tish Times. Now, Tish is the founder of Tish Times Networking and Sales. She's also a certified networker, community builder, and franchise owner for Network in Action in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, for nearly 10 years, Tish has been teaching small business owners, solo entrepreneurs, and sales professionals how to increase income with unparalleled sales and networking strategies. Now, Tish empowers sales professionals to create revenue-generating business connections, follow up effectively, stay top of mind, shorten the sales cycle, and close sales with ease. Now, Tish's books include Networking is Not a One-Night Stand, which is a guide for building lasting business relationships, The Unstoppable Confidence Networking Playbook, and 10 Super Simple Networking Steps for Career Success, and most recently, the Networking and Sales Planner. Now, Tish is founder of the Unstoppable Confidence Sales Academy, which is a business school that teaches a systematic, sincere, and effective approach to networking and sales to produce lucrative bottom line results. Well, welcome, Tish. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
I am so looking forward to this conversation, Wendy. I am looking forward to diving in and talking about all the great things we have in store.
Yeah. And you know, Tish, I just love how you're helping so many entrepreneurs improve their sales and networking skills. This is something that's so close to me. I can't wait to hear more about this and the fantastic work you're doing. And I'm especially excited about this interview because, well, you and I have similar superpowers, as I call it. And by having you as a guest on my show, I'm acknowledging for our listeners that there is plenty of room for everyone, right? Everyone has their own unique perceptions and expertise. And that unique perception attracts their ideal clients.
I agree completely. There's room for all of us to do well in business.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's I think, a huge nugget of wisdom right there, because sometimes people get that competitive nature or they worry about there's being enough. So here we are here to demonstrate there's more than enough. So I'm curious, Tish, what exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to become an entrepreneur? Or has this always been your professional path?
So I always knew I wanted to own a business. I remember the first real interview I had for a professional position. And during the interview, they asked me, where did I see myself in 10 years? And I said, owning a business. I didn't know what it was, but I knew at some point I would own a business. And I started in entrepreneurship early on, you know, almost 20 years ago now, in the staffing world. And when I left there, I was kind of prompted to leave there. Long story short, for the first time in my life, I was fired from a job and found myself in the position of knowing that it was time for me to kind of go back into business after having closed the staffing company, so on and so forth. But what really prompted me, Wendy, was there was several people who were, you know, reaching out to me and saying, I want you to show me how you've learned to network so well and how you've really kind of moved and shaped your way to success after having such a tragedy. And it really prompted me to move into teaching people networking and sales. And it's what I love to this day.
Right. Ah, that's fantastic. So you actually were, you were fired, but you didn't take that as any sort of a, oh, you know, I, your self-worth was not damaged, or, you know, you didn't buy into that. You actually rose to higher levels than before. So I just love that. That's fantastic. So now you've been a networking and sales trainer for, I think, about 10 years now, which is really impressive. Has your mission or vision evolved since you first started your business?
So much. Absolutely. Number one, I thought I had to work with certain types of people. I kind of brought my corporate mindset from being in, you know, the staffing world for so long, mm-hmm. thinking that there was only one way to do things. And what has happened for me is I have, number one, I've learned how to be more myself. I've gotten mm-hmm. really comfortable and confident in who I am. And that's driven, I think, my mission to really attract the types of people that I can help the most. And I do business on my own terms, and I'm so happy for it, because it didn't feel good. Even though I was the business owner, it didn't feel good when I first got started in entrepreneurship. I just felt like I'd taken a corporate banner, stuck my name on it, and you know, started to do business. Whereas now, I'm very clear on my ideal clients, very clear on who and what I'm here to do. And I absolutely love what I do every single day.
Yeah. And that was, as I recall, I mean, finding confidence is your superpower. So you went through that yourself and gained the clarity on how to help others achieve and really tap into their own confidence and find their voice. So yeah, I love that. When people walk their walk and then turn around and are able to really make a huge impact in that same way, that's fantastic. So have there been any big roadblocks besides gaining that confidence and really stepping into your own? Have there been any other big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Oh my God. Only a few, you know. So, what, you know, what I don't always get to share this part of the story, Wendy, but, you know, I said I was in the staffing world. So I started my first company in 2010. No, I'm sorry, in 2000. Started my staffing company in 2000 and ran it, and very successfully up through 2008 when the market crashed. That, coupled with, you know, a few bad business decisions, literally took us out. I ended up having to close that business. We lost our home. We lost our cars. I spent several months sleeping on my brother's bunk bed that was there for his, you know, his own kids. Right. And, you know, me and my husband being there. So having to come back from that and go back into entrepreneurship was tough. And that's where I went back to working for another staffing company, the one I got fired from.
Okay.
But it was a tough time. And I would say that it was, as tough as it was a character building time. And I don't think I would be where I am today had it not been for that huge roadblock. It built a lot of tenacity in me and caused me to know that I can come back from pretty much anything.
Wow. Yeah, that is a powerful, not only powerful lesson, but just a huge moment of inspiration for our listeners, just to hear the fact that you were down to, you know, the economy just tanked and took you with it. And you had to pull yourself together, and instead of staying within staffing, something that was familiar and confident, you know, within that industry, you rose above. And like you were saying, I think so many people were wanting to find out how you were doing so well in networking, that kind of thing, and realized that, hey, that's one of my core competencies here that can really make a difference. So yeah, I love that. That is fantastic. And, you know, obviously you're an expert at helping small business owners, entrepreneurs, and sales professionals get really good at networking and sales. I'm curious, what have you found to be the biggest sales challenge that these professionals face, and how do you help them overcome that? Normally, I take this opportunity to provide a little on-the-spot sales coaching, but, you know, my guess is, Tish, you don't need any. You are a full-blown expert in this as well. So I'm going to turn the table here a little bit, and I can't wait to hear, you know, because I know the weaknesses or the places where a lot of the people that I've been working with stumble, but I'd love to hear your perspective.
Yeah, well, one of my sweet spots, Wendy, is working with people who don't see themselves as salespeople. So I love working with like service industries where you have the person at the front desk who doesn't realize that they're missing opportunities to upsell or to, you know, reschedule people who miss appointments so that they are able to capture those sales and know how to ask the right questions to find out what that person really needs. So the biggest challenge I think people face or think that they face is that they're not salespeople. They think that they don't have the ability to sell. They've gotten in their head that sales is bad, that they're being selfish if they ask for money. Mm-hmm. And then they feel a little slimy because once again, they've decided in their mind, they told themselves the story that, you know, if you're selling, you're salesy and you're slimy like a car salesman, which I completely disagree with because I have an amazing son who's a phenomenal car salesman.
But, I love that. Thank you for bringing that up.
You know? Yeah, but I
just stigma is just like,
I know we got to break that. There's some great people out there.
There are some great people. And it's fantastic in terms of just, it's not necessarily a decision. I'll let you continue here, but I just wanted to shine light on they're choosing to have that decision, right? Or that perspective. So go ahead. I'll let you continue.
You know, I just think that people decide what they're going to believe and they hold on to that belief until they get another one. You know what I mean? Until they're, you know, made more new information is they're made aware to it. And so one of the things that I love is finding those people who say, oh, I'm not a salesperson. I can never sell. I'm horrible at sales, and helping them to realize that they would shift their mindset around how they see sales, it changes everything because it's just relationships. You know, you can go and talk to people, so you can actually create relationships that will ultimately, in many cases, end up in you selling and getting business from it. So that's the biggest thing. When people think they can't sell, they create their own barrier because of the stories they've been telling themselves.
Yeah. And that relationship, I mean, I would imagine that's a core pillar for how you help people with networking as well, right?
Right, absolutely.
So they go hand in hand here. I see the connection. Yeah, and I've told a lot of people, you know, kind of in a joking way, but I'm dead serious. I feel that my parenting has been more than 50% sales, and they kind of have a nervous laugh, but because it's not sales, it's building a relationship, coming to a unified agreement, seeing the benefits from somebody else's perspective, and it's a win-win for everybody.
I completely agree. I think people don't realize that they're selling every single day. They just are calling it something different. Mm-hmm. But we negotiate for everything, like you said, with our kids, with our spouses, with ourselves sometimes. So we just have to reframe it and see things from a different perspective.
Yeah. And I'm sure we'll get into this a little bit more later. But so how do you help people overcome that mindset barrier, that limiting belief?
Yeah. So I go through a few exercises. In our academy, we do some of this. And when I'm doing one-on-one coaching, I love to help them go through exercises, asking questions, basically getting them to come to the realization of where that thought came from. You know, where did they develop the belief that they couldn't sell, or that they felt like people would automatically reject them when they asked for the sell, or when they made a cold call, or whatever it might be. And, you know, it's one thing for me to tell them, this is what's going on in your head. It's a whole different thing for them to come to that realization based on the questions that we ask and the exercises we go through, for them to say, oh my God, I understand now that, you know, this thought came from when I was a kid and, you know, this happened, or, you know, I had a girlfriend that I thought was going to be my buddy on the playground and she rejected me. And now I'm afraid of rejection. I didn't make the connection. So the exercises help them to come to their own understanding of where it comes from. And once we can break through that, Wendy, it's like gangbusters. Now they're beginning to gain the confidence to be able to have deeper conversations, to ask people for what they want, and to believe that it's possible for them to be successful in building in business as it relates to sales.
Right. Absolutely. It's like they get wings. They're ready to fly. So,
for sure.
And, you know, which kind of brings me up to a very big issue that's going on right now that's affecting people in so many different ways. And that's the pandemic, right? COVID-19 pandemic. It's had such a huge impact on people's worlds. And I'm guessing that this might be calling on you to show up in a way that's filling that need for your clients. Can you share any more about how this pandemic has affected the work you do?
Absolutely. So I'll share two different sides of it. From my side as the, you know, the business owner, and I do a lot of speaking in order to gain new clients. And I love that piece in all honesty. And I had a very lucrative spring planned. I had lots of speaking engagements all over the nation, conferences, working with teams all over, and all of those things were canceled. Hmm. And so obviously from an income perspective, that was a huge hit for my business. And I had to do some pivoting on my own. And the question I've heard in society all over the places, is it right to sell right now because everyone's suffering and everybody's going through, you know, this or that. And I do agree, people are definitely suffering. People are going through terrible times right now. However, that being said, I feel as though as a business owner, as a trainer in my field, I have a responsibility now more than ever to teach other entrepreneurs and sales teams how they should be able, or how they can present what they have to offer, the solutions that they have to offer to their prospective clients themselves. Because if we want to, you know, keep the economy going, the only way that happens is when money changes hands, right? I was in Flagstaff a couple of weeks ago, and it broke my heart seeing so many companies with their doors closed, saying permanently closed because of the pandemic. And I was inspired at that point, and even some of the things I've seen here in Phoenix, to say we have to help business owners to figure out new ways of getting their products and services in the hands of the people who need them the most, because otherwise they can't help anyone else if they're closed, and the people who need them don't get what they offer in the first place. So great. I've taken this opportunity to teach more, to get in front of more people, and to help other business owners to be able to survive.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree. It is really what is going to drive this economy back up and out of this stagnation, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. So I am totally on board with you there. Well, you've talked a little bit about this academy, Unstoppable Confidence Sales Academy, but I'm just curious, how do you work with small business owners, the solo entrepreneurs, and the sales professionals who really want to up-level their networking and sales skills?
So thank you for asking that. I love our academy so much because I went to a major university initially, and long story short, you know, my husband got in an accident. I ended up stopping school for a while. So when I went back to school, I went to school online, and I loved it. And I loved that environment. And when I had an idea for being able to help more entrepreneurs to learn new sales and networking skills, you know, I decided to start an online business school really focused on sales and networking tips, enabling them to be in an interactive environment. Their live classes are not pre-recorded, at least not all of them. And so we create an environment. We normally have 12 to 15 people per course, and they go through 12 weeks. And when they complete those courses, they have the tools for some of them to make cold calls for the first time, for some of them to find clients in places that they never imagined that they could, to be more confident in the way that they're presenting their products and services. So it's an online class. It's 12 weeks, and they're live in person. There's homework, you know, all of that as well. But it's a great way for people to be able to learn in a group setting and to walk away with tools that they'll be able to use forever.
Yeah, no, that is fantastic. It sounds like it really helps people rise in so many different levels. So that's fantastic. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you, Tish?
Perfect. Well, you can always reach me at my website. There's a contact form there. You can schedule an appointment with me right on the website. It's tishtimes.com. And all of my social media is Tish Times. So if you do a search on all social for Tish Times, you'll find my personal and my business pages.
Okay, perfect. Well, that makes it easy. Yes. All right. So Tish, T-I-S-H, Times, T-I-M-E-S.com, and find her, navigate through and grab one of those sessions, or find out about her academy. And you can search her on any of the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Are you on Instagram, Tish?
I am on Instagram as well.
Okay, so Tish Times. All right, fantastic. Well, Tish, you know, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation, but I could tap on you one last time during our interview. In looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
So the first thing I would say to that business owner is, I have been there. I think if you talk to any entrepreneur who will be honest, we've all had our moments on monster.com or, you know, looking for a job just to kind of get back to that place that we consider security of getting a paycheck. But I would say, remember not only why you started, but who's impacted by the point that you did start. Mm-hmm. The times where I was in the worst point in my business and thought that maybe I had made a mistake, I began to think about my sons. I have three sons who are now grown men, but I began to think about the fact that they're watching me. And if I could come back from big things before, I can come back again. And in doing so, I'm helping them to know that nothing is impossible for them. So I'd say really pay attention to what ripple effects are being impacted by your staying the course and not giving up. It's not just about you, not to mention the clients, the people who you have been called. And I don't ever believe we just step into a position. I believe we've been called to certain roles in our lives. And if you've been called to help those people, what happens when you shut your doors? What happens when you give up? What happens when you're not there to provide that solution, that transformation that you offer to them? And when I think about it that way, it gets me out of my own head and out of my own way. And it never fails. I get more creativity once I get past that block. And I always look back and say, I'm really grateful I didn't give up. So I hope that's helpful for you if you're listening. It's bigger than you and you can totally do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is fantastic. I love that. It's powerful advice. It really, like you said, it helps to smooth out those speed bumps that are sometimes giant if we just stare right at them. If we can just keep our eyes up and on that bigger picture of, like you said, the ripple effect. I mean, it can be one person that is suddenly not having to shut their door. They're in Flagstaff, Arizona. Instead, they're having a re-grand opening. You know, what impact does that have on their family and on and on and on. So yeah, I love that. That is fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that golden nugget, Tish.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
And yeah, and again, for our listeners, you can reach Tish at her website, tishtimes.com, and check out all of the great books she's written, as well as the Academy. You can reach her through all the different social media platforms by searching Tish Times, and that's T-I-S-H-T-I-M-E-S. Well, Tish, it's been so great getting to hear about your journey from the staffing industry, where you were working for yourself, the economy did its deal, you ended up working for somebody else, and then you rose to a whole new level here to the important work that you're now doing in helping so many business owners, entrepreneurs, and sales professionals create income-generating connections and close sales with ease. I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you for being a guest on today's show. And for all our listeners, if you're curious about the different technologies or methodologies, reach out to Tish Times at tishtimes.com or find me at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Tish Times. And as always, here's to your success.